Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, we are going to continue our teaching on the authority of the believer. The authority of the believer. Whether you realize it or not, you, as a believer, you have authority that has been bestowed upon all believers by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And authority is simply delegated power. We have been given delegated power. Now, the translators of the King James Version translated many words, but not for the Greek words for power and authority. So right now, please, if you have your Bibles, go to the book of Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. And we're going to read a verse we have been using as our foundational scripture for this particular teaching. Luke 10, verse 19. And I'm going to read this particular scripture from the New Testament of Modern Speech by Richard Francis Wayman. And Jesus is speaking, and it says, I have given you power to tread serpents and scorpions underfoot, and to trample on all the power of the enemy. And in no case shall anything do you harm. Amen. Now, the word power is mentioned twice in this verse. and two different words are found in the original Greek. Now, what Jesus actually said was, I have given you authority, amen, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, the serpents and scorpions mentioned here, Jesus is referring to the power of the devil, demons, evil spirits, and all their cohorts. As believers, we need to realize we got authority over them. Should the church of today have less or need less authority than the church of the Lord Jesus Christ had in the first century? It would be foolish to think so, because our enemy is the same. The benefit of our authority rests on the power that is behind that authority. God Himself is the power behind our authority. Amen, amen. The devil and his forces are obligated to recognize our authority. Once the believer completely understands that God's power is backing him or her, they can exercise their authority and face their enemy without fear. Amen. Now, we must understand how to exercise authority over others. We must understand how to exercise authority over others. Believers have authority over the devil. We can break the power of the devil if he raises his head anywhere in our own lives or the lives of our immediate family or loved ones. We have that authority. We are free from the enemy, Satan, because we have the right to exercise our authority over him. Now, that doesn't mean, however, that you should go down the street casting out devils out of everyone you meet. It primarily means that you will exercise authority over the devil in your own lives. Amen? You have to understand and realize that you have authority over your own household that you don't have in other households. Spiritual authority is much like natural authority. For example, you don't have authority over your money. You can't tell me what to do with my money unless I give you permission to do so. You don't have authority over my children. You can make the devil abstain in some of his attacks in somebody else's life, but you can't always cast him out. Let me repeat that because this is important. You can make the devil abstain in some of his attacks in somebody else's life, but you can't always cast him out because you don't have authority in that household. Now, please turn to the book of James, chapter 4. Again, that's James, chapter 4. And we're going to read verse number 7. And it says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The understood subject of this verse is you. You have to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that word flee means he will run from you. He will run from you in terror. Amen? The believer has to have authority over the devil, or the Bible wouldn't tell him to do something about the devil. The scripture doesn't say that the devil will flee from Jesus. It says he will flee from you. Now, in Mark chapter 16, please go there. And please go to verse number 18. You don't pray that Jesus will lay hands on the sick. You do it. Amen. Did you get that? You don't pray that Jesus will lay hands on the sick. You do it. Now, we're going to look at the last phrase of that verse. Jesus is speaking, and he says, they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. When you lay hands on the sick, you are exercising your authority over the devil. Now notice again, it says, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So you have the authority to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That authority is yours, whether you feel like you have it or not. Authority has nothing to do with feelings, but you must exercise it. Just like faith, you must exercise it. Amen. Now go with me, please, to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, and please go to verse number 8. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, that's interesting because it tells us to be something. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil. So we have an adversary. That word adversary means an opponent, an enemy, or a foe. So that's what Satan is. He is an opponent. He's an enemy. He's a foe. And we have to be vigilant and we have to be sober so we can be able to recognize him when he appears on the scene. But most people stop there. But if we read the next verse, which is verse number 9, it says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Amen. So we have to resist him and be steadfast in our faith. Amen. Because we have that authority. The Apostle Peter is telling us to do something about the devil. And we can do something about him. And why is he telling us? Because we have the authority over him, the devil. Amen, amen. Remember, the Spirit of God through the Apostle Peter would never tell you to do something you could not do. That is not the way God operates. Whatever God sends you on assignment, he supplies you to do that assignment. You can do it because every believer has the same authority Paul had in Jesus Christ. Peter didn't tell us that only Paul could cast out demons or that Paul would resist the devil for us. Why get Paul to do it when you can do it for yourself? Amen. That's why here at Kansas City Christian Faith Center, we teach you to do it for yourself. Because what if I'm not around? And my prayer is no better than yours. You will have to learn to stand on the word for yourself. Amen. And you can do it. Now, James chapter 1, please. Verse number 22 says, be a doer of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So that means we have to be a doer of the word. All you believers who are not doers of the word, you're deceiving yourself. Amen. You have to be a doer of this word. And we do that by faith. Amen. We must stand for baby Christians because they are not mature yet in the things of God. People ask the question, why people don't get healed? Many believe there is something wrong with the preacher who prayed for them. They must understand that when you are first saved, you are baby Christians, and God allows others to pray for you and assist you on their faith. Just as a new baby begins to grow, to walk, to crawl, talking, and start doing for him or herself, God expects that baby Christians to grow, to walk, to speak, and start doing the word for himself spiritually. God puts the baby Christian down and tells him to walk, but many won't. Too many people still want to be babies and have someone else pray for them all the time. Well, what if that person is not available? Then what's going to happen? Are you going to die? You're just going to sit there and suffer? No. You have to learn to be a mature Christian in the things of God and be able to walk, to be able to talk, and to be able to do the things on your own. Amen. To be mature in the things of God. That's why the scripture tells us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. We as pastors and teachers want to assist those who can't help themselves, but we need to teach people so they can grow and use their own authority, because time will come when you have to use your own authority if you want your prayers answered. Amen. The time will come. You should grow strong in faith the older you get, because many don't. Because there is a lack of the right teaching of God's word. They remain in that infant stage of their Christian development. And consequently, they rely on others to exercise their faith for them rather than them using their own faith for the circumstances. Now, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to read the last part of that verse, because we're just interested in the last part. So 1 Peter 5:8, and it says, your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, it explains what happens to people who never attempt to exercise any faith on their own, but always rely on the faith of others. First of all, the scripture tells us Satan walks around like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He's a paper tiger. And we have to understand that as Christians. And we also have to know that we have the authority to deal with this lion. Amen. We don't care how he walks around. We walk around like a king, because that's who we are. But you as believers can do something about him, the devil. And we must understand that. We have the authority that has been bestowed upon us through our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, please go there. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 24. Paul tells us to do something about the devil also. And it says, nor give place to the devil. Nor give place to the devil. So we should not give him, and that place simply means any opportunity. So we should not give the devil any opportunity to come in with his nonsense or foolishness. Amen. He cannot take any place unless you give him permission to do so. Many Christians don't realize the only reason Satan can come into your life or to your sphere is that you give him permission. If you don't give him permission, he can never come there. And you would have to have the authority over him, or this wouldn't be true. You have the authority over him to not give him any place or an opportunity to come in and attack you or any of your loved ones. Amen. We have authority on this earth. Amen. We have the authority on this earth. God's authority has been delegated to the believer over the devil on this earth realm. If you don't do anything about it, nothing will be done. And that is why many times nothing is done. Have you ever heard people ask the question, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? The truth is, he doesn't. He has already done what he is going to do through his son, Jesus, and has delegated that same authority Jesus possessed to us, the body. And we are to act on that authority according to the word of God. Now, you can understand why things have happened as they have. We have permitted them to happen, not God. We have not used the authority that's been given to us, not knowing our authority, not knowing what we can do, and we have done nothing, and we have actually permitted the devil, his demons, and evil spirits to keep on doing whatever he wants to do. We need to realize this and wake up and operate in that authority that has been given to us. There are some things you just might have to change, but change is good as long as it lines up with the Word of God and God's purpose. You may have to change your way of praying and get after the devil. We have the authority to do this. Well, if you listen to the average Christian talk or hear some preachers preach, you get the impression that the devil is bigger than everybody and that he's running everything. Well, he is the god of this world, so he's running this world system. That's why it's so out of sync, because the devil is running the world system. The Bible says we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So he's not running me, amen. And he should not be running you. We have to understand we reign as kings. Let me repeat that. We, you, usins, we have to understand we reign as kings. Go to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 4 through 6. And it says, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests, and has made us kings and priests, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, go to Romans 5 right quick. Romans 5 and verse number 17. Now, I'm going to be reading this particular verse from the Amplified translation of the Bible. And it says, for if, because of one man's trespass or the lapse or offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, which is unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Amen. So we reign as kings in this life, and he has made us kings and priests over the kings. We are the kings of the earth. Amen. A king has the right to rule. Christians have the right to rule under God. God gives Christians spiritual authority. Amen. We have rights before God because Christ died for our sins. We have a right to share those rights with others. We have a right to share those rights with others. Amen. And let's look at those. How do we share those with others? Go to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. And please go to verse number 15. And this is Jesus speaking. And he, Jesus, said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So this is how we share these rights with others. We go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. That is sharing with others. All Christians are both kings and priests. Christians function as both kings and priests. Amen? As kings, we have a right to rule. We have that authority because our position in Christ. We're seated with him at the right hand of God Almighty. As priests, we have the right to represent others and ourselves to God. We have also the right to represent God to men. We do this when we share our relationship with Christ by faith. Amen. It has been God's plan from the beginning that we rule and reign in life as kings, to rule and reign over circumstances, poverty, sickness, disease, and everything else that will hinder us. Well, we're just about out of time, but please join us next week when we continue our teaching on the authority of believer. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.